This episode of Pondering Nerdcast was brought to you by GamingRebellion.com. Join the community today at GamingRebellion.com, where it's more than just games.
All right. Let's get started with the show, guys. Yeah, I like our new, post-production stuff. You know, we just kind of get in there. Now we can just throw in some music beds. It's all good, right? Right.
It's all good. We're becoming pros now.
pros. Like, on the fly, post-production, just getting in there. Yeah, Zencasters is shit. If you guys want to check out. I don't work for them at all. So, I wouldn't mind being, like, their evangelist and, you know, pushing this product, because I think it's pretty cool for podcasters. Or if you're just trying to fuck around with, like, audio stuff, it's pretty easy. It's like web-based, you know, everything else you just need mics and shit. But anyway, I made a mistake with the last episode. I said it was episode 59. It is not episode 59. This is episode 59. It's like, so, with me tonight is Alyssa Spector.
Hey, guys.
And Duane Samuels.
What's up?
Nate couldn't make it tonight. He says he's not feeling too well. We'll be back on the next episode. I would say look out for our episode after this one, I would say. The next episode is going to be where we are going to do our, best of sort of thing. Like, best video game we've seen, like, played of the year and stuff like that. That sort of, you know, what everybody does. Everybody and their mother does it. you'll see it the Monday, the following, whatever, something for your Christmas, and then we're going to take a short break and then come back in the new year and whatnot, hopefully with some cool stuff for you guys. So let's get started, guys, with our first topic here. A little bit of tech news mixing with some, like, film news, I would say. And so there's been a rumor that's been popping up on Facebook, as seems like that's all that happens on Facebook now. It's rumors. Where the next, what's the name of the movie? In post-production, before we even started the show, I forgot the name of the movie. Now I can't remember it here again.
That's that old age.
Yeah, pretty much. Justice League movie, which I think is slated to come out next year or the year after. I don't really know. I'm not even keeping track of that because it looks like crap. But anyway, that's a different story. They're saying that you'll be able to rent Justice League, the Justice League movie that's coming out, rent it on iTunes while it's in theaters. And this is, so to some people, they think, like, it's a new concept. The only reason why people think it's a new concept because it's a mainstream movie, so people then start to, like, oh, is that a thing? but the thing is, this has been happening for a while now. It's like, it's nothing new where you can rent a movie that's already in the theaters, but you just cannot do it on mainstream movies. Like, you know, you couldn't do it with Guardians of the Galaxy or The Last Avenger movie or any of the big movies that came out this year. You can always do it to, smaller movies for a fee around $20 or $30, depending on what movie it is and what product you were on. So now Apple apparently is trying to push this thing to Hollywood, where it is like, hey, why don't you rush your movies quicker to iTunes or while they're still in the theaters? Have you guys ever heard of, like, what Apple did to the music industry? You ever heard about what happened with them?
No, I never heard of it.
Well, pretty much they blame Apple for destroying the money in the music industry.
Because digital download?
Yeah, because of digital downloads, because they sold them at a dollar. So they would get, what was the percentage? They would get 30% off of each dollar that was sold. And since it got, because, you know, since the invention of the iPad, the iPod and everything like that, you can just store all this music and stuff like that. And, you know, digital downloads and stuff like that pretty much kind of killed the music industry financially. I mean, they're kind of back now because they figured out a way of dealing with it. And Apple, for a long time, when Steve Jobs was alive, he said that right before he died, he said he figured out television. He figured out a way to, you know, they still haven't revealed what that is. The rumor is that he actually did leave these plans for Apple to take over television, whatever the case may be, and or the movies and stuff like that. So they're pretty much, that's just that their next push. Like, they're trying to push this thing where, you know, they want to get movies quicker to digital, because the only reason why movies take a long time to appear on digital is because the studios themselves want to recoup the cost of keeping it exclusive. Like, you have to go to the movies, then you have to get it on Blu-ray, DVD, you know? And
I have Rise of Files, and then every time they, like, a high profile movie will come on digital, they'd be like 2 weeks before Netflix and Redbox. So it's like, right. Digital comes first before even Blu-ray or DVD.
Technically, no. Because pay-per-view is not really considered digital, because it's locked into the television thing. Like, you need a set-top box. Like, you need their equipment to watch it. You know what I'm saying? I still can't, because when it's available on Vios or Cablevision,
right.
I still can't go watch it on iTunes. It's not there. You know what I'm saying?
So you talk about, like, digital as far as everywhere at that time,
right? Because it's okay. It's kind of just locked into them.
The contracts for each company. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, so that's what they're trying to do. And but the debate is, this is the big debate. It's like, how much do they charge for this, right? And these people are throwing out prices like $25 to $50 range for a movie.
Jeez.
You get what I'm saying? And it's because
theater prices were expensive.
Yeah, because, I mean, their justification is this. Well, if you go to the movies, you're going to spend that much anyway. Like, yeah, if I went by myself, I wouldn't spend that much. In New York City right now, I still wouldn't spend $25 to go see a movie, because there's nothing out there that costs $25.
I was going to say, the most I've paid for a movie ticket was probably $17, and that's for a 3D movie. But here's the difference. You're going to a movie theater, you're paying $17 to see a movie on a big-ass screen and in 3D. Right.
Yeah.
You know, and not $25 to $50 for a movie to watch on your dinky tablet, you know? Do you really want to see the movie that bad?
Yeah, and I don't think they realize, like, okay, people are playing for the movie going experience. There's an experience there. All the, you know, the smell of the popcorn, the seats, you know, like, there's a whole thing that you're paying for. Like,
and that's IMAX, 3D, all that, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, there are people who are willing to pay, like, at least $50 for a meal at a fancy restaurant that's, like,
right,
you know, half the size of your palm. it's like, you know, you're going for the experience, not so much for the quantity of food. You know, it's the same thing. You're going for the experience of watching the movie in the theater, you know.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean, in a way, I kind of want it to happen. but in a way, I don't want it to happen, because I think it's a bit too soon. I don't think people are still trying to figure out high-speed internet. They're still trying to figure that shit out. Like, people are, and, you know, these companies, like the cable providers and stuff like that, or the ISPs, they're price gouging their customers, like, left and right, you know, in ways that people are, it's just not seen. And because they don't know any better about the equipment that they're buying, or, you know, paying for, they're just going to keep paying more and more money for this stuff. Because this is, to me, this ain't nothing but another cash grab. Because it's a bit anti-consumer. Because, you know, it's a premium, they're trying to provide a premium product. Because look at this, you buy a $500 iPad, with your $150 Apple TV that's hooked up to maybe a $1,000 4K television. And depending on where you live, you're probably spending, what, $100 and change on, on your internet service, right? And if you have kids, they're probably on there, probably trying to, you know, watching a bunch of streams all the time. And then you can sit there in your nice little den, and then you try to watch this, you know, the latest Avenger movie, and it keeps saying buffering, but you didn't spend $50 on it to watch this. It's like, it's in, you know, like, I just don't think, are the pipes there? Of course it is, but you have to pay a very large premium to even enjoy this sort of thing, in my opinion, you know. And mm-hmm. plus, I doubt the cinemas are going to go for this. Like, there's just no way, you know, like, what movie theater is going to go for this shit? Like, you know, you're cutting into their revenue now because they don't need to. Like, if because it could, like, let's face it, guys. If you could rent the latest movies that's in the theaters now, would you go to the theaters? And if it was, like, at a good price, like a competitive price to the theaters themselves?
Probably not.
Like, I mean, you know.
Because, you know, you can watch it anytime, anywhere.
Yeah. But like, I also would prefer to watch it in the theater, you know, to get that experience, because I can watch movies at home anytime. So,
but what if it was for $10? You could just rent any hot movie that's out right now, $10.
I mean, you know, if if it's a movie I didn't really. I don't know. If it's a movie I kind of want to see, but didn't want to really go to the movies to see it, then maybe. But if it's like...
I'll be up in my bed watching it.
But no, if it's like a big movie, like, you know, like The Force Awakens, when that came out, damn right I was seeing that in theaters, you know. That's because, you know, that's a whole event. That's a whole experience right there. You know, if it's like a crappy comedy movie that just came out that I kind of wanted to see but not really spend a whole lot of money to see it, then, you know, I'll rent it for like $5 or $10 or wait until it's on TV.
Mm. I would tell you one thing. The good thing will be about this, if they did do it, ouch. The good thing, sorry. I'll cut that. What was it? 3, 2, 1. All right. The good thing about this would be like, there won't be no crowded theaters for day one movies.
Yeah.
You know, like Alyssa said, Star Wars, and, you know, like the Marvel movies or DC movies, it'll cut down on the crowd. Yeah. But, you know, me myself, I wouldn't even care if it's a blockbuster or not. If I'm just in that lazy mood, like, do I really want to go to a movie? I can just pay the $10, just watch it in my house right now. Just order some pizza, you know, call it a day. I'll probably just do that instead of go to the movies.
Right. But if I want to see with like a bunch of friends and they want to make like a whole event out of it, like, let's meet
call
up.
Call them over, sit on the couch, let's go.
No. Nah. It's not the same. It's not the same.
It's the, it's, I mean, the experience versus the...
What experience you going to miss? People making out next to you, the blasted talking on their iPhones and George phones. Like, come on.
You gotta go at the right time.
Yeah.
Make sure you have a good crowd and not an asshole crowd. You gotta take that risk, you know.
Yeah, I could see that happening. Yeah, but I mean, we'll see how this goes. Like, it's been an ongoing thing for a while now. You can rent a lot of indie movies that already, that's like in theaters right now. If you just look at, you go to iTunes, there's a shit ton of indie movies you can rent right now on iTunes, and I think Amazon, and also Google Play. Like, they just, it's already happening. It's just big budget movies are not doing it. That's the only difference. But we'll see what happens.
Well, I think with big budget movies, they're already coming out on like DVD like 2 months after they've, you know.
Right. Yeah, they're trying to keep the money going. Yeah.
Like that movie, Kubo and the Two Strings, that stop motion cartoon movie. Just saw it on DVD the other day in Blu-ray when I was walking around Target. Yeah. I said, wasn't this just in theaters?
In the theaters, yeah. It didn't make a lot of money, so they're trying to recoup their their cost in London.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't get a chance to see it. I heard it was very good, but...
Yeah, it's really good. It's the same people who make Coraline and... Paranorman. You should check it out. It's really
good. Oh, yeah. I love stop-motion animation, but I guess they don't push it enough, or they think audiences won't like it.
It's almost kind of a lost art, but, you know, that's people's opinions. Anyway, moving on to some Facebook news here. So, if you're on Facebook, or you've actually even been paying attention to this election, or any news whatsoever news is the operative word here. So Facebook just released, someone spotted a patent that Facebook is trying to patent. And this is Facebook answer to fight back on fake news, right? Because in the last couple of years, even way before if you've been a heavy user of Facebook, before this election even started, there's been a rash of fake news. And, because, you know, let's face it, people don't read. People really do not read. They lack discernment. They lack critical thinking skills. There's a lot of people out there. And since the problem with Facebook is because it's grown so large, it's like has like, what, a billion users now or some shit like that? Something crazy, you know? And it's slated to grow more and more. And the problem when you start growing more and more all over the world, you start to get a lot of people coming in. What their idea of the internet is through Facebook, and they find ways to break it or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So there's been this pushback that's saying that fake news kind of decided the election. And, Facebook is saying, well, that's just not true. And they think it's not true. They're not saying, definitively, it is not true. And this pattern, apparently, this patent, I should call it, is some sort of AI that they're going to be running on their service. It's not only just for fake news, but apparently it's supposed to help you with harassment and people who troll and stuff like that. So I'm guessing it's going to be new ways of reporting people. You know what I'm saying? Because they're reporting... their reporting process is a bit broken. Not to get too political, whatever, but a friend of mine on Facebook, he was having a conversation about something. He didn't say the whole conversation, but he was told that he should go pick cotton, as a reference to, because he's, by a white guy. And, he told, and then my friend's response was, you should go eat a dick, you know? And apparently he got reported and he was banned from Facebook for a couple of days. But when he went back and reported the guy for a racial slur, Facebook said it doesn't violate their community guidelines. The comment the guy made. So it's like, that's why I said it's kind of broken. So I'm guessing this is why they're doing this, so they can figure out a way to stop fake news, because there are a lot of fake news. Because we were just talking about that, Alyssa, before we started the show. We actually removed one of our stories because we thought it was fake.
But I'm saying, though, how are they going to determine that? Like, the AI is going to do the research? Like, where does news come from? Where does thing that?
Yeah. That's part of it. Because Mickey, one of our former hosts, she actually shared an article. She shared an article with me from the BBC. Apparently, the majority of these fake news come from this really small town in Europe somewhere. I forgot the name of it, and it's done by a bunch of teenagers where they pretty much said, in not so much beautiful words, Americans are stupid. It's like, and they will believe. It's like, but more what they were trying to say is that ever since everybody getting their news online has become a thing. People, and not just Americans, but around the world, people, like, once you have a certain set of core beliefs, and like you really want to force, like you want to grow that core belief of yourself, you will find silos to nurture that core belief.
Yeah, it's called confirmation bias.
Exactly. So it's like, so if you believe that,
like, vaccines cause autism.
Right. So then all you're going to do is you're going to find these groups and you're going to find people online to join that all that's all they talk about. And, you know, and they will come up with all these outlandish shit and put it out there. No research whatsoever. They just talk shit and not, like, the truth doesn't matter to them. And because, you see, they have a whole following of, not even following, but they're part of a following that confirms all this stuff for them. So they think it's real. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I've had people come to me and ask me, like, I remember making a statement once, and this is some one of the younger people at my job, where I was talking to one of the older gentlemen. I was like, we made some sort of joke about, not a joke. We were talking about how they treat gorillas in the zoos and stuff like that, what kind of bananas they feed them and stuff like that. And, you know, and this one guy, he's a young kid. He was like, wait, gorillas actually eat bananas? I was like, yeah. He's like, wait, he thought it was a myth. Like, this is something, you know, like, he didn't know that monkeys, primates and stuff, like, their primary diet is bananas, mm-hmm. you know, for a lot of them. Well, not their primary diet, I wouldn't say, but they would eat bananas. Like, he thought it was a myth because he doesn't know, because he's just okay with whatever silo he's in and call it a day. But I don't know if, like Dwayne suggested, I don't know if this AI will work. Like, do you guys think this actually would work? Like, you know,
I don't know, because in general, we don't really know what the truth is anymore. Like, even supposed sites that say, like, they're real news source or they have real facts, we don't know if it's real or not. We don't know. We don't know what's real anymore. Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, that's true. Oh, you just dropped out for a second. It's cool. I can cut that part out. Yeah.
Okay. We just don't know what's considered real or fake anymore. Like, even I can't even trust Snopes. So.
Yeah, I saw the breakdown of how Snopes might not be this and whatever. And I think the problem is just about anything that happens in the world, anything. And this is something I've always seen now. People are not okay with other people being happy anymore for anything. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it's like, it's always, there's someone with an opinion, and because these, you know, I hate to be the type of person, social media is the devil. You know, it's not the devil. It's like, it's just a tool. But because they know how to use that tool and it can be loud in their, you know, what they're saying, people tend to listen to the idiocy more than the facts, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, this has happened even before the internet. I mean, there's tabloid articles with, like, the magazines right. you would pass by in the grocery store or CVS right. with the big headlines like, oh my God, look what this celebrity did, or look at these right. pictures, and, you know.
Right, yeah, the clickbait bullshit, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's been around before computers. It's just computers kind of made, the internet kind of made it, you know, easier. On a bigger scale. Yeah. Or it's bringing all the idiots to light that, you know.
Because remember you had that one person in your family that that's all they ever read? And no one paid attention to them because you just thought they were loony, you know. Yeah, but now,
I have people in my family who read those kind of papers.
Me too. I'm not naming too. Names. Yeah, I'm not gonna say who it is. But I'm just saying, like, now your friends are that aunt or uncle, whoever. Like, they're that person now, you know. And it's astounding how people, you know, they're so, I would say, I'm going to go out and say it, they're lazy. I think they're lazy. They don't really go and actually do the footwork, what it takes to actually confirm anything that they're seeing. Oh. They're okay with what comes across them because it's easy to hit the share button and hit the like button and move on with yourself.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And there's been many times, like, I've had family members say, like, see, this article is saying, like, Hillary did this or Trump did this, and I'm like, yeah, right. And it says here that this site is known to be a fake satire. News source, but right, it's like, yeah. You don't know if, you know, a source of a source of a source of a source, you know, you don't know where it all starts, you know?
Yeah, like, people, those, it just doesn't happen. Like, today on Facebook, funny enough, the Weather Channel pretty much drop the mic on Breitbart, that right-wing nutbag website. mm-hmm. where they were trying to tell people that global warming is a hoax, right? So what they did was took one of their videos that they have online, embedded into their site, and said, look, you see, the Earth has actually gotten 1 degree cooler. And, you know, the Weather Channel released the video, told them, like, it hasn't gotten cooler. That was just one video that we were talking about landmass coolness versus the temperature of the water that is 70% of the Earth. You know? Yeah. So they were like, but... Even what the channel said, he said, but you know, the facts don't matter because you'll do whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. even they, like, when you bring scientists and you tell them about this sort of thing, it just, there's a huge mistrust of when it comes to so-called mainstream media versus independent media. And even independent media is no longer trusted either. So
you can't trust anything nowadays. It's yeah, like, I mean, that's why I just stopped reading the news. I mean, I still read the news, but
yeah,
we're a news source. What
we're a news source. We look at news here, but you know. But anyway, but yeah, I don't know. Facebook, good luck with your AI. We'll see. We'll see how that works out. Hopefully, it doesn't break Facebook when it goes in. So.
Oh, good.
You know, that's usually what happens. Anyway, moving on to some film news here, because, you know, we're running up on almost a half an hour here. Moving on along. The New York Post released an article. I don't even know if it's an opinion post. I don't think it is. It seems like an opinion post. It read like one. And they're saying that the movie star is dead. And, you know, that was just a simple headline. You know, so you're like, what does that mean? And I think what people are, you know, to a lot of people, they don't really know what a movie star, is, you know. And it's like, when you think about movie stars, I think about people like Will Smith, Johnny Depp, Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, the big names, you know, Denzel Washington, Tom Cruise, those type of guys, because of the box office draw that they bring in when it comes to a movie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that it's pretty much not happening anymore. You know, like, it's just not that they're having a box office draw, like their box office draw is lower, is they're still bringing in the money, you know. It's just that there is no such thing as the big movie star anymore, you know. Like, so do you guys agree with that?
So basically they're saying, like, even if a star seems super popular, it doesn't mean every movie they make will bring in the money just because they're starring
pretty
in
much
it.
I was gonna say you could blame superhero movies for that.
Maybe,
there's no big movie star there because
it's like half of all these movies with superheroes. I'm not saying they're nobodies, but they have these superhero movies. They were the only one I could say Iron Man. The guy who played Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr. was the only real top star that did one of the characters.
I don't know about that. Chris Hemsworth has been in a lot of,
he's been in a lot of movies, but he wasn't like movie star status like Tom Cruise. That's what I'm saying.
No, he's been in a few. I don't know if they've been like big box office hits, but I see him all over the place.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying
Scarlett Johansson.
That's what I'm saying. Right. I'm not saying they're not stars, but they're not like the big blockbuster names like Tom Cruise type, because you know they're doing these superhero movies and then they come in like blockbuster. They have done movies, but you know they just like known. Yeah, I know this guy. He did a couple movies, but then after that, when they do these superhero movies, like, yeah, now he's a blockbuster star. He did Spider-Man. He did Iron Man. He did Hulk. He did it. You know, that's how they get really named out there. But after the superhero movies, they're like down to the dumps again.
Well, I feel like the biggest star I've been seeing him like everywhere now is Dwayne Johnson, The Rock Johnson. He seems to be in like everything now. He's in that new Disney movie Moana. He's gonna be in the Jumanji movie coming out. He's gonna be in the Baywatch reboot, which trailer just launched today. Yeah. Yeah, he's everywhere. He's everywhere. He's Fast and the Furious. You know,
he has his own show on HBO.
He's based in next Samuel Jackson. Remember Samuel Jackson was like, I remember one year he was like six movies coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely like one of the hardest working actors in Hollywood right now. Well, I'm sure people would disagree, but I would say mainstream actors. But the thing is, The Rock, you know, because they're based in movie stars based on how much money they gross per movie. Because it's a little weird. Because check it out, right? Robert Downey Jr., he's bringing in bank on the Marvel movies. Any Marvel movie he's in, he's guaranteed to get like, oh my God, you know. But a lot of his fans don't support his other movies. Chris Hemsworth is the same way. Just about every single, like if you were to take all the lineups of people who are in the Marvel movies, every movie they've done after that has done nowhere near the money of any of those movies. So, you know, in a way, Dwayne is right, because it's like, they're not, I think people only want to see them in certain roles. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's almost like typecasting. Like, you know, like Chris Evans,
Scarlett Johansson is now like the action chick now.
Right, exactly. So it's like she's doing, like she did Lucy. Mm-hmm. Everybody, the consensus of that, it was bad, right? Mm-hmm.
So I didn't see it. I heard it was okay.
It was okay. It wasn't spectacular, but
the trailer fools you.
You would think that Scarlett Johansson, being Scarlett Johansson, right, will bring in that cash, right? And it didn't. So, and now, what she did, she turned to another movie, Ghost in the Shell. So, typically, Scarlett Johansson should bring in the Scarlett Johansson money, you know? And, I don't know if that's actually going to happen or not, but we'll see, you know, because there's also controversy about that. But, you know, in a way, it's like the geeks and nerds' spending power definitely shows. You know what I mean?
You can argue and say that people are actually going to the movies now for the movie and not who's starring in it.
In the movie, right, exactly. Like, we're going for the escapism of of what a movie is. And I think that's part of the issue. Well, I don't even know if it's so much of an issue, but I guess it can become an issue, because then there might be stars that you never, like, you know, they're huge, they make all these millions, and you're like, who? You know, like, who's this person? What happened?
I feel like, Jennifer Lawrence was almost, I don't know if all her, all the movies she's been in, I don't know if all her movies have been, you know, bringing in cash.
Critically acclaimed, but not cash, not cash rich.
I mean, her Hunger Games did her good, but then after that, what was the other movie she did with Bradley Cooper?
The Longest Yard?
Yard or some shit.
Not The Longest Yard. Silver Linings Playbook.
No, no, not that one. What's his name? Was it a two? Christian Bale.
I don't know.
The Hustle. Oh. It was something Hustle.
Oh, American Hustle. Yeah. Also, the same director who did Silver Linings
Playbook. Right. American Hustle, good movie, but I know it didn't do well as her Hunger Games. That's what I'm saying. It's like...
Well, she won the Oscar for Silver Linings Playbook. That I know.
Okay. It's like that sort of thing. Like, we can't even remember what the hell she's doing.
She's in that other movie. She's done a lot of like Oscar-nominated movies. Like
top movies, you forgot X-Men.
Oh yeah, she was. That's right. She was Mystique in X-Men.
X-Men. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay. So there's that too. But you see what I mean, right? Like, unless you're like sitting there and being like you're like this super, like you're super fan and you know all this, you know what I'm saying, like you're like, I know exactly what this is and I know exactly where they've been in, like, for a second, like, for instance, I'm an Idris Elba fan, right? And I got a lot of people who's like, oh my God, Idris Elba, it's like all they know about Idris Elba is The Wire and he was in the Marvel movie. You know, but if you tell him, well, he's also on Luther and he has another movie coming out and he's doing all this stuff, and you know, but people don't know that because they're not actually fans. Like, well, you know what? I shouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that they're not actually fans. What I mean is they're not. I think the obsession with stars is starting to wane. You know, they only want to see them in certain roles, and they do all this fan casting and stuff like that to try to put them in roles that they never ever said they were interested in. You know, like with the whole thing with Idris Elba, and like, oh, he should be the next James Bond. He never said he wanted to play James Bond. Like, he never even mentioned it, you know? Mm-hmm. There was something that people want him to do. And you know, and people will find all kind of ways to link him to all these different things that he had no interest in doing. But anyway. But well, yeah, I don't know.
I think Chris Pratt maybe getting there though, because I feel like every movie he's been in since the Lego movie he's been raking in the dough. He was, you know, the Lego movie, Guardians of the Galaxy, Jurassic World. He hasn't been in that many movies since Jurassic World. The last one he did was The Magnificent Seven. And right. Now he's going to be in that movie with Jennifer Lawrence, Passengers.
Right.
So...
But I bet you the movie doesn't do well because it's not Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, I never know because I know that Chris Pratt, you know, I see him in, like, the news all the time. Like, he's supposed to be, like, the really likable celebrity now. So.
I'll be honest about one thing. I never even heard of Chris Pratt until Guardians of the Galaxy.
If you were like a Parks and Rec fan, yeah, you would.
Like, no, but I'm just saying, like, it goes back to, like, you know, what Lance was saying. It's like, basically what I was saying too, like, Marvel movies is what's killing the movie stars, and if they were movie stars, like, if they're not doing Marvel movies, then they gotta get shot down. Because Marvel movies is like what we talked about way back in a couple episodes. They come the next westerns out there, so you have to do a superhero movie to bring your status back up again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was also in Zero Dark Thirty. I forgot.
Was he? I didn't even watch that.
but his first big starring role was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right, yeah.
But it's
that definitely took him over the top, yeah.
But it is funny, because if you watch Parks and Recreation, like, he plays, like, a totally different typecast. Like, you know, he's typecast as just, like, the goofy, you know, dumbass on the show.
And it's like this buff dumbass. Yeah.
And then he went from that to, like, you know, like, he's still, like, plays, like, comedic roles, but he's somewhat more serious too, so.
Right, yeah. I mean, and a lot of comedic, we should always, you know, preface that, a lot of comedic actors actually crave playing dramatic roles. Like, they actually crave it. Like, yeah. You know, just that they don't, I think because you've been, when people know you for comedy for such a long time, they can't take you seriously, mm-hmm. which is, it's a little bit sad, but, you know.
Like Jonah Hill too.
I mean, there's one movie that came to mind. Remember Jim Carrey when he did that movie, The Number 23?
Right, yeah.
He's done a bunch of drama movies, though.
But to me, it was just weird because I always watched him in comedies. And then when I saw him do Number 23, I was like, what? It was just weird.
Yeah,
it was
exactly. But like I said, it comes.
I don't know. I was just saying, Jim Carrey has been in a bunch of, like, Oscar nominated, you know, drama movies. I know a lot of people know him as, like, from Dumb and Dumber and In Living Color and Ace Ventura. But, you know, he also did The Truman Show and Man on the Moon. Those were, you know, Man on the Moon was a very sad movie. You know, because he's basically playing, he's playing a real comedian, Andy Kaufman. Yeah, that movie was sad.
Yeah, it was like a lot of them did that sort of thing. And it's, that's why I always said, you know, comedians are probably the realest people you ever meet, because they're so. Because if you listen to comedians, like, their stand-ups and stuff like that, sure, we sit there and we laugh at, you know, the bullshit they've been through. But when you really, like, if you go back and listen, it's like, wow, that is fucked up, dude. Like, how are you still alive? You know, like, how are you a functioning adult? You know,
yeah.
But Yeah, that's neither here nor there. But anyway, moving on about the, you know, thanks, Marvel. You killed everything. So real Aww. Quick, Baywatch trailer is out along with, like, you know, there's also Transformers trailer.
Oh, God, that was Spider-Man, so cool.
Homecoming.
I didn't even see the Transformers trailer because I only saw the first movie. I don't care for the other four.
It's interesting. I'll give it that. But it looks like they're trying to be different than the last four movies. Well, the last four movie was pretty much, hey, here's that thing. Protect that thing. Well, get it to that thing. Well, and save the thing. Skybeam.
Well, I would say this. That trailer, it's so good. I don't want to ruin it for you. I'd rather you watch it, but it sells you what the tone of the movie is going to be about. And things you won't expect. So it's like, that's why I say watch the trailer, then judge for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, so far what I've seen, it seems like they're trying to recapture what they had in part one.
Might be dark.
In my opinion, they're trying to make it darker and stuff like that. Like they hinted at, you know, Optimus Prime and Bumblebee fighting and everything.
Let us see it first up. Don't ruin
it. It's a trailer. If you haven't seen it,
let us see it.
I'll watch it.
You can't spoil a trailer. It's a trailer.
It's a fucking trailer. I don't give a shit about Transformers. I love the original cartoon. I like the first movie, but I'm just like,
Michael Bay. And once again, as I've always been saying about all these movies, there are way too many humans in this movie. Way too many. And I always tell people, well, I don't think, Michael Bay gets a lot of money to do these movies. I think most of the money goes in his pocket because it's like in the last couple of movies, you barely see these robots on screen. It's more about the humans, and I don't want to hear about them. Like, I could care less about their issues. Because the last one was so annoying. But anyway, the Baywatch trailer is definitely out now. That one is, you know, I don't know if they're trying to take themselves seriously or not, but apparently it's happening. You know, you have Dwayne Johnson, and you also have,
Zac Efron.
He's also in there. They're all really buff and toned, and you know,
they're making funny quips,
and they're all in swimsuits. So yay! I call that it's eye candy for women, and you know, gay people too. So let's be all equal. It's
a fuckboy movie.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, this is just. I was like, okay, whatever. It's like, you know, the Spider-Man Homecoming movie, the trailer is out. It's very Snapchat-y.
Two thumbs down for me.
Like, here's 15 seconds. Like, they're really trying to capture the whole thing of, like, well, he's a child, so he's going to Snapchat his new suit.
Be with the modern times. Yay!
It's like, hey, this is what all the kids are about. Oh, my God, Snapchat.
I don't even have Snapchat, sure. And I know there's like glasses for it. So
there is. Oh God. Oh.
Yeah. There's special Snapchat glasses that are apparently really hard to find now.
Interesting.
Should we talk about that?
No. It's like maybe next episode.
But it actually looks pretty cool. Just real quick, it actually looks pretty cool because it's kind of like a GoPro. It looks like sunglasses, and you could record while you're like walking down the subway. But anyway, that's it.
I've seen those. Yeah, I was like, okay.
Yeah, great. I don't care.
I was like, I'd accept that shit, but you don't accept Google Glass. Interesting. And also, another trailer also came out. New DuckTales series announced.
Yes.
It's kind of been announced, but it's just now it's confirmed. It's like, hey, we're going to have, here's some DuckTales stuff. It's coming out next year, next summer on Disney XD. All right, cool.
I think it's gonna be like in the same style of like their Mickey Mouse cartoons they have on Disney Channel right now, or supposedly.
But the same art style you're talking about, or just the same kind of, or the tone they're gonna do?
I think the same art style as like the new Mickey Mouse cartoons. I could be wrong. I don't know.
I haven't seen any of it. I haven't seen any of the new Mickey Mouse, so I don't know what it even looks like.
They're like,
but
you can Google it. There's like it or maybe not. I could be wrong. It may not be the same style. No, the new Mickey Mouse ones are just like super simplistic. It's supposed to look like the old Mickey Mouse cartoons, but no.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting. It does look interesting, and you can find concept art of like the new DuckTales cartoon on Google, It looks interesting. It doesn't look like the old show. They're doing like a modern, style.
Well, I mean, hey, it's coming out next year.
You know, can't wait to see Gizmo Duck again. Mm. Launchpad McQuack. Yeah. You know,
we'll see how it all works out next year. Don't pull a Full House.
Yeah, the art style I'm seeing in this concept art, it kind of reminds me of Steven Universe. So.
Oh, okay. Alright, so that kind of. interesting. Alright, okay. Well, we'll see. How that works out. Anyway, moving on to some gaming news here. So, you know, Nintendo NES Classic, it's been out for a while now. By a while, I mean less than 5 minutes. And in less than 5 seconds, it's sold out. So, apparently, according to this article by the Daily Dot, they're telling you a way to get your hands on one. I don't know how legitimate this is. So good luck with this. So they're claiming that you can get an NES Classic on Amazon, and I think this lasts until December 7th.
The 12th.
It's already past December 7th.
The 12th.
Oh, okay, so by the time you hear this episode, it will be on the day of. So you're gonna hear this on the day of, so hurry up and get it. You know what I'm saying? But not entirely sure like how much they're going for or whatever. I'm guessing they're going for the same $35.
It's $60. It's $60 for the NES Classic.
It's $60 for this thing? Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Why? Now's your chance, guys. Now's your chance.
So wish list? Go get it. Let me do that.
I'll just stick with my old Nintendo that is lying somewhere in my family's garage. somewhere.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it all works.
But I don't need it. I still have mine. I'll put a pic somewhere. I'll give Lance a pic to show you. Still got two controllers, everything ready to hook up, four games.
Same here. I got my gold Zelda cartridge.
Oh, nice, nice.
Ooh, you can sell that for a lot of money. Trust me.
I don't think it's worth anything.
What? Go on eBay
if
right
it
now.
Still works, it might be worth something.
No, it's worth a couple of hundred. It's a couple hundred.
Oh, okay.
It's the gold cartridge. People want money for
that. No. It goes for like, I'm looking at it on eBay right now. It's going for like $35. That's not a lot.
Oh,
all right,
whatever.
I think they all came out in gold when it came out.
Mm. Yeah, so well, that's how you get the NES Classic. So like, you know, definitely check that out, see how that works. You know, let us know if you actually got one, you know, and send us a picture on Twitter or something, or however you want to communicate with us. All right, yeah, so this is bringing us to the end of the show. Thank you guys for listening. This is episode 59. Definitely check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Music Play. And you can also find us on GamingRebellion.com, you know, and also on Twitter and all the other social media stuff out there that you can find us at. You know, as always, we appreciate you guys for listening. And until next time, guys, tune in and bye for now.
Catch you later.
Bye.
Three seashells.